Hot 91, it is Sam and Ash at 6:41. And don't forget, Instagram on the way at 7:50 this morning. Went off yesterday, $1,000 went to Ange, who just sort of, it was a bit touch and go, but she ended up coming back to that first question, where was yoga invented?
Yeah.
And she said India.
She got it. Nailed it. Well played. We are joined now by a very special guest, and this is one of my most favourite things we ever get to do here on the radio station, is introduce you, people of the Sunshine Coast, to other locals, local heroes, local legends who do cool things. Now, Lisa Edgar is joining us this morning. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
And you are, and I know you blush when I say this, and you look at me going like, Sam, you're laying it on a bit thick here, mate. But it's true. You have written a book, a children's book, but with the best intentions and with the greatest heart. Can you tell us a little bit about The Playground Hero?
I would love to. So The Playground Hero is a story written about a little boy named Jack who is experiencing bullying and he's feeling isolated and lonely. And it is sort of just putting a spotlight on those issues and I guess encouraging children to empathise with those feelings and step in and maybe show a little kindness towards someone who might need it.
Yeah, and you know, this is really nice because there's a lot of it that goes on, you know, in schools and things like that, and teachers are trying to do their job by teaching what they were hired to do, and yet a lot of it is trying to sort out issues between friends and, you know, dealing with the petty stuff.
Behavioural management. That's
right. But bullying is another thing, isn't it, you know? And kids sometimes can be so cruel. And it's about educating. And where do you think that comes from? Do you think that stems from at home? Do you think it comes just down to the individual child? Or is it the schools to blame?
I wouldn't say it's particularly the schools. I would just say it's little problems that maybe haven't been resolved within each individual. They might need a little bit of extra time and a bit of encouragement and, just a bit of support. And then, maybe they would be a little kinder.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, totally.
Lisa, why a book? Now, in this day and age, we're talking about a lot of the bullying that goes on happens online and happens through social media, doesn't it? We're seeing this now as kids as young as 9 are experiencing stress and dramas, and I'm sure younger. But this story is about getting sort of kids back into a book and reading, you know, that lovely texture of turning a page and feeling what's going on and expressing that. Why have you chosen to go this way?
Well, you can't beat a book.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's a real shared experience. You know, you can share that with teachers, parents, friends. It's the security and comfort of that. I just think books are the best.
And also too, I think like subconsciously, you know, when you're reading a book, you know, especially when you're younger as well. So I know that I'm reading books to my 9-month-old now and, you know, all the little messages that are in the different stories, you know, Possum
and
Magic
just
the Hungry Caterpillar.
On your lap and experiencing the love.
That's right.
And they're associating all that positivity.
It's a real bonding experience, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And you think that, you know, maybe one of these messages is going to sort of, they're going to think back to these times and go, oh, I remember learning that when I used to read with mum doing this.
And that's those, you know, nice experiences, yeah.
Yeah.
Lisa, I remember talking about the Belgium bombings that I think happened, I want to say 2009.
Okay.
It couldn't have been that long ago. It must have been longer, shorter than that ago. Anyway, it doesn't matter. The point was, my daughter at the time was 9 years of age, Poppy.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially what came out of that conversation was, and I talk about this a lot, is that she asked me why people were doing this in the world, why there were bad people hurting other people. And there's no explanation for that. There never is. There can never be a justified explanation as to why people go out of their way to hurt others.
Agreed.
However, her wisdom from a 9-year-old, I remember telling you at the time, Ash, was that the only way we can combat this is by putting more good in the world. And so there will always be people who put bad in.
Yes.
There'll always will be that. But provided that the balance is on the side of good and more people put good in, then we'll win in the end.
Well, that's right. And that's why I've written the book aimed at this age group, because if we start having these conversations and putting spotlights on bullying and kindness from a young age, then this is the way that we can affect change.
Absolutely. Such a great message. Lisa, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
When are you launching this magical book?
So the launch is this Saturday, the 24th, at the Noosa Yacht and Rowing Club from 2:30 to 4:30. All ticket purchases include a copy of the book, a glass of wine and nibbles. And some beautiful local businesses have spread some kindness by donating some prizes for the giveaway.
Yeah, nice.
So, yeah, so awesome. They are Frida's Sip and Paint, Noosa, Kitty Kicks Soccer, and Noosa Toy World.
Oh, there you go.
Nice.
There you have it. All right. Thank you so much, Lisa Egger, the Playground Hero author. Congratulations again
thank
on an amazing
you.
Book, and we can't wait to read
thank
it.
Thank you so much for having me. Hot 91's